Welcome back to the show. It's still Show Me What You Got with Deola D. Brown. And joining me right now in the studio is a very multi-talented women's footy player, played for the Buffaloes and also on the rugby side plays for the Souths. Vanessa Mouncey, ladies and gentlemen, currently playing for the Palmerston Magpies with the NTFL. How you doing, Vanessa? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. So just tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, you've been playing multiple sports over a few years now, Darwin local, of course. Tell us about your history in the game.
So I started playing volleyball when I was 15. I made the NT side and then got selected to play as a Australian representative. However, I lost my form and my mother said, because you lost your form, you can't go now. But then, yeah, in 2011, I started playing footy with the Darwin Buffaloes and I got introduced into the game through my students at Sanderson Middle School. So they said, Miss, come and play footy with us. You're tall, we could use you. And that was really good. That was Michaela Barra. She was one of the girls that was my student. And she
went ahead to play the...
She's now playing with Collingwood, so that's really amazing and we're so proud of her.
That's beautiful. And then now tell us, how did you get involved with rugby? You also play rugby now, so how did you get involved with that?
Yeah, so the girls from Buffaloes in 2011, they said, Vanessa, we want you to come over and play rugby.
Oh, nice.
And I ended up working with Julie Walkop at Caps, and she said, you need to play rugby if you're working with me.
And that was it, the deal was done.
That was it, yeah, I didn't want to mess with Julie.
And now you're on in the season, now you've played two games, you're 1-1. How's the season been so far post-COVID-19?
Well, we've got a really good group this year and we've won one game, we've lost one game, but it was a really tight game between South and Nightcliff. Yeah, the coach was happy and the girls were happy and the group that we've got there, the vibe is amazing.
That's right. You play for South right now in the Rugby League up here in the MT. What are your expectations for the season?
I think we've got a good chance this season. We've got great girls. We've got a diverse team, so lots of forwards, lots of backs, and nice. We're really looking forward for a good season.
So are you calling it? Are you taking it all the way?
Yeah, we're going to take it all the way, girls.
Oh, you heard it here first. Show me what you got it is. Vanessa definitely made her predictions come through. And now a little bit on footy, of course. I'm playing for the Magpies now. How did that transition happen from the Buffs to the Magpies?
Well, in 2017,
okay.
I was playing with the Buffaloes and we won the premiership. We won the flag and that was the first time Buffs have ever won that flag. So that was really exciting. Then I went and played in a corporate cup touch game down at the Esplanade and Tash came up to me and said, hey, we really want you to come and play for Magpies. And I don't know why, but I said yes. And I've never looked back. It's been awesome out there at Palmerston.
Looking back now, good or bad decision?
It was a great decision. And it really helps when you work at the middle school playing for the football team.
That's beautiful. And then you've told me this remarkable story that I want you to share again. You know, back in 2011, you met a lady called Latisha Blott. You know, tell us about this remarkable story and who she is.
So all the Territory ladies would know Latisha Blott as Frenchie.
Yeah.
She was one of my roomies at CDU. I was staying at CDU when I was studying teaching. And we just brought her along to footy because she looked like a fit lady. Right. But we had no idea that she was a professional fighter.
Wow.
So she's a MMA fighter at the moment. She was living in a sporting village and she suffered a serious head injury from judo, and so she came to Darwin just to recover, to have a break. Her trainers recommended it and went back a champion. She went back, wow. She went into the Olympics, she won gold and she won silver and bronze
at the Olympics
for France. Yeah,
at the Olympics. What a remarkable story. How does it feel just knowing that you were really close friends with an Olympian who made it up to the medal stage and you didn't even know about that?
I know. And she then sent me a newspaper article from the Paris Times, and it had pictures of the Darwin Buffaloes girls Whoa. In that article.
All the way in France.
All the way in France.
Talk about being an ambassador for sports right there.
Talking about her time in Darwin playing with the Buffaloes and how it changed her life.
Absolutely.
And turned her into a champion.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So what has that story done for you?
Well, she was a mentor for me. I was never a runner. She took me to the gym. She pushed me. She showed me what a professional athlete is, how they train. And just knowing that she was able to achieve that. And I know that there's a spirit in sports with the Darwin girls, and that was evidence right there.
Beautiful. Any word on her coming back to the top end sometime soon? Well, after post-COVID, of course.
She's pretty busy being sponsored by Adidas, Nike, and all these big shots.
Top level now.
She's super top level, and she's rolling in the dollars.
Right. That's beautiful. Such a remarkable story right there. You know, so what have you been going on with in the community out here? You've been out here, been active, you know, doing a bit of mentoring and all that. What has that been like for you?
Yes, so I've joined up with I-58. It's a new group, and we've just been connecting with youth. Tonight we're going to Lianya Water Park for a skate night, so we're taking all the kids there, and we just really want these kids to, you know, get off the streets and show them what fun is, show them what they got.
There you go. Beautiful. That's awesome. And just real quick before we let you go, of course, any words out there for young ones or young girls, especially because we're huge advocates of women in sports, who want to take up a sport or get active and live that healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, I think girls, just do it. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You guys can do it. These are awesome.
Just do it. Don't be shy. Just do it. Beautiful words.
Could be the next Olympian.
You could be the next Olympian. There you have it. Thank you so much, Vanessa, for coming on the show. Appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Vanessa Mounty right there, multi-talented football player, plays for the Palmerston Magpies and also plays for the Souths in the Rugby League up here in Darwin. Coming up next is a local superstar and legend of our time, wheelchair basketball superstar, Australian roller, done in that green and gold for the first time last year, telling us about that interesting experience he had. My man CJ Clarence McCarthy-Grogan, coming up next.